Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, man, what's going on, everybody? You're now tuned into the Power Hour Show right here on MNTC Radio, the station designed to keep you in mind. It's not about the Power Hour, it's not about MNTC. It's all about my man Zim right now. Yo, Zim, what's the word, baby? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. How are you, man?
Man, I can't complain, man. I'm glad to have you on with us tonight.
Yep, I appreciate it a lot.
Now, I definitely got to ask, man, before I even talk about the music, the name Zim, right? It's real.
Yep.
It's real short, real easy to remember. How did you come up with that?
Well, it's actually really easy. My last name is Zimmer, Z-I-M-M-E-R, and I just shortened it. All my friends call me Zim. Baseball, basketball is my nickname, so just turned into that.
That's definitely cool, man. So you was also in sports as well?
Yep. Yep. Most of my life I played baseball, a couple of years ago.
Now, let's take it forward to when you started making music. At what age did you say, you know what, man, I want to start writing or freestyling, actually putting stuff on paper?
I think it was about when I was 16. I started really getting into music, and I would just freestyle around with my friends and stuff like that, and they thought I was kind of decent. So probably around 17 or 18 was when I first started writing and trying to record.
Now take me back to your first time in the studio recording real quick. Was it perspiration? Was your mouth dry? What was going on? Because the first time I ever recorded my voice, it was horrible.
Dude, yeah, I feel it. First time I ever recorded, I sounded probably 5 years younger than I actually was. Shaky. I don't know. It was not good. It was just not good.
No, I definitely feel you. Now, coming up, man, who kind of just know who influenced you to start making music? Or, like, when you were young, who did you listen to the most, I would say?
Well, when I first started getting into, like, rap and hip-hop and stuff like that, it was Lil Wayne, honestly. But as I got older, it was more into the underground kind of scene. So I listened to a lot of, like, MF Doom and Earl Sweatshirt. And, like, Mac Miller is one of my favorites now, yeah.
Now, something I do want to know is, you know, COVID has been going on for a while now, and now, believe it or not, it's actually getting worse. When COVID first hit, where everything was locked down, I really want to know, like, how did that affect you as an artist? Like, did you have to, like, record different, or was it easier for you?
Personally, it was easier. I'm more of a homebody. I like to stay at home. I do a lot of my recording either at my friend Paris's house, or I like to record just off my laptop. So it was pretty easy for me, and I like recording by myself, too. It takes a little pressure off, so.
Oh, man, so that sounds like it actually kind of worked out for you.
Yeah, I think when I made a couple of my most favorite songs, it was during quarantine and stuff like that, so.
Now, when you look at music right now, especially hip-hop, how do you feel about the current state? Do you feel like it's moving in the direction that you like, or do you like more of that classic vibe from back in the day that had to be about lyrics and bars versus just stuff about beats and drugs?
Honestly, I'm definitely more of a classic guy. I don't really listen to too much of the newer stuff outside of, like, a couple of my influences. I think it's going in a good direction, though, because I think it's still – there's a wide variety of it and a lot of subgenres that can cater to a lot of different people. So in that sense, I think it's really good.
You know what's funny? I actually didn't think about the subgenre part. Like, it is a lot of subgenres, man. I was talking about what is, like, even drill, that's a subgenre of gangster music, I guess. You know what I'm saying? And I guess there is a crowd for it as well. So what you're saying actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot.
Now, let's talk about Message to You, man. That joint kind of sounds personal to me, bro.
Yeah, a little bit.
Now, where was you at mentally and spiritually? Like, what was going on that made this piece of work come to life?
I'm not going to lie. I was sitting in my room. It was probably 3 a.m. I heard the beat, and almost immediately I had the hook. It took me a while to write the verse, but the hook was originally – it was mainly about my friend, that Paris I mentioned, like just being one of my best friends, supporting me, all that stuff. But it turned into it being a message to myself throughout the whole thing. So I was talking, like, at the end I say, in the mirror's message to you or whatever. Like, it's just me talking to myself.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty dope. I think it's very relatable also. What I like about it, you know, a lot of songs that I hear, man, they're so watered down, man. And I can really tell you strive to be different as an artist. Where does that come from?
I don't know. I think it's the whole thing with the new style of music all sounding the same in a sense to me. I know it's all different, and I know I'm not trying to put any genres or subgenres down, but it just is all starting to sound a little bit the same. And my influences have always been older and more classical, so it was just kind of right up my alley. And I love the beat that guy made. It was amazing.
Yeah, that's definitely dope. But can we shout out the producer real quick?
Yeah. I followed him on YouTube. He's a great dude. I messaged him a couple of times. His name is Limo on YouTube or SoundCloud, BeatStars, wherever.
Yeah, man, big shout out to Limo as well, because, I mean, that's fire, and it's so soulful. I think for artists like you, I listen to other songs you got, that beat is perfect for someone like you, man. Like, it's pretty much made for you.
Yeah, I felt like it as soon as I heard it. I knew I had the right to it. I loved it so much.
Now, for everybody that's listening, man, we're about to play Message to you real quick with my man Zim, but real quick, we do have a message from our sponsor, and our sponsor is True Connect. So don't forget, no matter where you're at, if you're in the United States, not just Minnesota, you might instantly qualify for a discounted tablet for only $40 with free internet included. This is the government emergency broadband benefit. You automatically qualify if any of these apply to you. If you live in low-income housing, if you receive SNAP food stamp benefits, if you're on Section 8, if you're on the free school lunch program or breakfast for your kids, if you receive supplemental security insurance, and if you also receive Medicaid, make sure you call 612-760-5002 and ask for Michael, because guess what? They're going to give you a tablet and free internet for over a year. And it's a one-time fee for $40. So again, if you're on food stamps, if you're in low-income housing, if you're on Section 8, if your kid gets free lunch, free breakfast, if you're on federal housing, if you're in supplemental security insurance, man, call Michael, man, at True Connect, 612-760-5002. It doesn't matter where you live, all right? Now, before no further ado, it is my man Zim right here, y'all, with his joint message to you. Let's get it.
And the things that you do, I would be
known. This is a message to you. If I'm gone too soon, drinking smoke around noon, reminiscing about chilling and watching cartoons, or in the living room listening to Bound 2. I said this is a message to you. If I'm gone too soon, drinking smoke around noon, reminiscing about chilling and watching cartoons, or in the living room listening to Bound 2.
Girl, and let you do the
thing. Say the poison gets to me and I see the light too soon. Just know that I'ma miss you and everything you've been through. I hate you, I love you, and all the shit that you do. You live inside,
you know,
my mind, it's a paradise that you grew.
I finally realized I would be
paranoid mind, and I know you can't help it. Can't say no, a doormat, you always so selfless. Always been broke, here's a fake ass necklace. Used to be free and live life so reckless. Used to have big dreams, man, what happened? Reach your peak in school and that shit straight flattened. Always thinking sick and mad clean with the fashion that you grew up and you lost all of your motherfucking passion. I mean, damn. What happened to the dude puffin' jewels, listening to food? Kinda rude, always seemed to be vicious. Shootin' screwed up mentally. Lost or maybe found him, but you moving so steadily. Know your heart so you know you speaking so heavily. Maybe in private, cause the crowd got you trembling. Remembering every single morning in a lecturing. To this motherfucking life that you're entering. Alarm clock ringing, fuck the day and you hit snooze. You better get to moving, I don't wanna see you lose. Don't end up like your daddy, stay off of the damn booze. I'm looking
in
the mirror, this my message straight to you.
I finally realized I would be.
This is a message to you. If I'm gone too soon, drinking smoke around noon, reminiscing about chilling there, watching cartoons, or in the living room. listening to Bound 2. I said this is a message to you. If I'm gone too soon, drinking smoke around noon, reminiscing about chilling there, watching cartoons.
Man, you know, I'm from the East Coast, man. So when I hear joints like this, man, it just, it takes me to a place that I feel like it's just classic of my life, that I just, I feel like, I don't know, man. It's like I can't go back to that, but I hear that song like that, and it takes me back, man. So I appreciate that, Zim, for real.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely influenced by that, the East Side. I'm influenced by all of them. I just love the old classic style. I love it so much. So I'm glad. I'm really glad to hear that.
Now, before we go anywhere, Zim, I got to ask, man. Number one is, how does it feel to have your music played on the radio, iHeartRadio Live?
I'm not going to lie, this is pretty crazy. When the song was playing, I was looking at my girlfriend, and I was kind of shitting my pants a little bit, so.
Well, I'm glad you feel good about it, though, man. I'm glad you feel good about it. Now, my last question, bro, is, like, before we get out of here, like, how can we get a hold of you, like, on Facebook or Twitter or IG or maybe even check out your music more?
I mainly just post on Twitter and Instagram. My Twitter is Zim with two M's, Z-I-M-M, and then L-B-M-G at the end of that. And then my Instagram is Zim, again, with two M's, dot nine. That's where I
Yo,
post
Zim,
most
I got stuff at. And I definitely appreciate your time. Hey, man, keep on making music, and don't forget, man, always stay confident, man. No matter what life throws at you, no matter how you might doubt yourself, when that doubt comes in, believe you can do whatever you want to do, all right?
All right, man, I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Hey, man, it's all love, man. It's Mr. Music. It's the Power Hour. It's my man, Zim. That was a message to you. We out.